Last night's resignation of the two Republican members of the North Carolina Board of Elections has touched off a firestorm of accusations by both Republicans and Democrats, who say the other party is trying to undermine the election. The issue is over a proposed legal settlement over the state's handling of mail-in ballots. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
After the resignations, Republican Congressman Dan Bishop and Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest urged the Trump administration to litigate and stop a, quote, abuse of power. Senate Leader Phil Berger, the state's top Republican, was also harsh.
This is an attempted end around the law in North Carolina passed by both Republicans and Democrats, and it is an end around that has, as its purpose, providing the Democratic Board of Elections, the Democratic governor, the final say on counting votes.
And here's what state Democratic Party leader Wayne Goodwin says about the resignations.
This is clearly part and parcel of Donald Trump's efforts with his Republican go-along minions who are doing everything they can to steal this election, to suppress votes, to keep legitimate votes from being counted. This is, I believe, part of a master plan that Donald Trump has been telegraphing everywhere that he wants to keep votes from being counted and so he can stay in office.
So what's all the fuss about? It started earlier in the week when the Board of Elections voted unanimously to approve a proposed settlement with a left-leaning group, the North Carolina Alliance for Retired Americans. It says the state's rules for mail ballots, such as requiring a witness signature, are an unfair burden to older voters during the COVID-19 pandemic. Under the settlement, if there's a problem with the mail ballot, such as a missing witness signature, county elections offices would no longer spoil the ballot and send the voter a new one. They would send the voter what's known as a cure affidavit, asking them to sign and say the ballot is indeed theirs. Berger says that essentially nullifies the requirement that mail ballots be witnessed by at least one person.
If the ballot submitted did not have a witness, and that's the problem. You send the voter an affidavit saying, is this your ballot? And it eliminates the witness requirement.
Damon Sercosta, the Democratic chair of the Board of Elections, says that, yes, the witness wouldn't need to sign the affidavit. He says the board settled because it worried it might lose, creating confusion even closer to Election Day.
You do not need the witness signature signed on the affidavit. I think the confusion or uncertainty comes between what we try to do with settlement. So the plaintiffs in this case have asked for things like getting rid of the witness requirement altogether, and that we would then send out ballots. And unanimously, both Republicans and Democrats agreed that that would be a challenge for us, and we wouldn't be able to do that and still maintain security of the elections.
The election board's two Republican members, Ken Raymond and David Black, did vote for the changes, but they both resigned Wednesday night. Raymond says attorneys from Democratic Attorney General Josh Stein's office did not tell them that some of the concessions in the settlement had already been denied in a prior case by a federal judge. Black says he was surprised that the witness requirement for spoiled ballots was removed as part of the affidavit. Sercosta disagrees with the two Republicans' contention that they weren't given the best legal advice.
I think it's categorically false. We got extensive briefing from litigation counsel at the Attorney General's office, as well as agency counsel, on both the pros and cons of possible settlement. We had a over 3-hour closed session meeting where any of us were able to answer questions and have a robust dialogue about whether or not it made sense to settle.
Berger says the elections board, with the settlement, is writing its own election law, a job he says is for the General Assembly. This summer, the legislature approved some changes for the general election, such as making it easier to recruit poll workers and reducing the number of witnesses needed on mail ballots from 2 to 1. He says the 9th District congressional mail ballot scandal 2 years ago is evidence that safeguards are needed for mail voting. In that race, a political operative working for the Republican candidate is accused of illegally harvesting mail ballots.
For all of those folks who continue to say there is no such thing as voter fraud, all you have to do is go back to 2018 in North Carolina, and there was fraud that was sufficient to call and require a redo of a congressional election.
There are two other parts of the proposed settlement. One would extend the deadline that mail ballots could arrive at elections offices to November 12th. 9 days after Election Day. The other would no longer require voters to sign a log when they drop off their mail ballots in person. The stakes are high. Because of the pandemic, there's been a surge of mail voting in North Carolina, with nearly 1 million people having already requested mail ballots. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.